Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Today is February 2, number 2. And so we are transitioning from the very bottom of page 183 onto the top of page 184. And some holidays. Some of you probably already know this off the top of your head. It is Groundhog Day in the U.S. I guess it's also Groundhog Day in other parts of the world, which I doesn't. This website is not telling me what parts of the world celebrate it. But I guess there's an international Groundhog Day. In Estonia, it is the anniversary of the Tartu Peace Treaty. So that's good, because that is a peace. More peace. We need more peace. Thank you. In India, it is World Wetland Day. So that's probably all about protecting the wetlands of India, all over the world, actually. And then in Colombia, it is National Indigenous Day. So that seems like it's celebrating the indigenous people of Colombia and possibly other parts of the world, too. I love it all. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. What is that from? I can't think of it. Okay. First word is capstan or capstan, C-A-P-S-T-A-N. Stan is wearing a cap. This is a noun from the 14th century. One, a machine for moving or raising heavy weights that consists of a vertical, a vertical drum which can be rotated and around which cable is turned. So cable is turned around this thing that raises heavy weights. I guess, I wonder if this is like a part, it says it is a machine, but yeah, I'm thinking of a machine that you would work out on at the gym. Okay, next we have the number two, a rotating shaft that drives tape at a constant speed in a recorder, the capstan. You can thank the capstan for making sure that the tape goes at a constant speed. Next we have capstone. Noun from the 14th century. One, a coping stone. And then the synonym is just coping. Two, the high point, crowning achievement, as in the capstone of her career. It's like, I'm sure this comes from something specific, but, you know, there that it probably comes from literally putting the stone on the cap of something, and it just turned into what we know of it as. But I'm really curious to know what that original thing was. So the number one is a coping stone, and maybe just that turned into capping stone or cap stone. I'm not sure, but I'm so curious. When I think of a coping stone, I think of like, oh, this is the stone that I hold to cope with things that are bothering me, but I'm sure that that's not it. So there's a lot more information than the dictionary is telling us. We gotta go to the encyclopedia to get more. All right, next we have capsular. Adjective from 1708. One of, relating to, or resembling a capsule. There are going to be a lot of capsule words, or just a few. And then number two, the synonym is capsulated. Okay, so that is actually our next word. Capsulated. Adjective from 1646. Enclosed in a capsule. So, you know, when the astronauts are coming back to Earth and they're falling down in that little capsule, they are capsulated. They're also capsular. Okay, so here we go with the word capsule. This is the first form. It is a noun from circa 1693. There's a number of different kinds of capsules. Let me tell you to them. Let me tell you to them? Let me tell you about them. 1A, a membrane or sac enclosing a body part, as a knee joint or kidney. So there's a, so is the knee joint a capsule, or is there a capsule in the knee joint? Is the kidney considered a capsule? I mean, it kind of looks like a capsule. 1B, either of two layers of white matter in the cerebrum. I think that's in the brain. 2, a closed receptacle containing spores or seeds, as 2A, a dry dehiscent, D-E-H-I-S-C-E-N-T. The word scent is in there, so I wonder if that has to do with smell. Anyway, a dry dehiscent, usually many-seeded fruit composed of two or more carpels. We'll get to carpels later. 2B, the spore case of a moss. 3, a shell, usually of gelatin for packing something as a drug or vitamins. This is the capsule I think that most of us think of when we think about, you know, vitamins and taking things. It's in a capsule. Also, a usually medicinal or nutritional preparation for oral use consisting of the shell and its contents. I've seen some time-lapse videos where somebody puts these capsules in water, just like a tray of water, and then you just watch it dissolve, and it is very cool, and lots of swirly colors. 4, an often polysaccharide envelope surrounding a microorganism. That's a capsule. 5, an extremely brief condensation. An extremely brief condensation. And then when I think of condensation, I just think of water on the thing, but I don't think that's what this is because the synonyms are outline and survey. All right, next is 6A, a compact, often sealed and detachable container or compartment. 6B, a small pressurized compartment or vehicle as for spaceflight. Yes, that was the example I gave before. It's a tiny little capsule. I've seen one in person or a... I don't know if it was an actual one or if it was a recreation of one at a museum, the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. And it's very small, tight quarters. I don't know if I would want to stay in one of those for too long. The etymology of capsule is from the Latin capsula, which is the diminutive of capsa, which means box. And there's more at the word case. So yeah, it's just a box. It's just a thing. Okay, next we have the second form of capsule. This is a transitive verb from 1859. 1, to equip with or enclose in a capsule. 2, to condense into or devise into a compact form. Ah, so that is related to the number 5 definition that we read before, an extremely brief condensation. So it's not condensation of water, it's something literally being condensed into a more manageable piece of information. So you're taking lots of information and you're condensing it down, you're capsulizing it. Yes. Okay, now we have the third form of capsule. This is an adjective from 1938. 1, extremely brief. This book and podcast are not a capsule. They're not capsulated. 2, small and very compact. All right, next we have capsulize, verb, transitive verb from 1945, and the synonym is just capsule. So you can capsule something, you can capsulize something, you put it all into a little box, and you will be a capsulator. I don't know, I just made up that word because I'm not seeing that anywhere here. Okay, next we have an abbreviation, capital C-A-P-T. It is an abbreviation for captain. And that is our next word. Surprise, surprise, lots of definitions. First form, noun from the 14th century. 1A1, a military leader, the commander of a unit or a body of troops. 1A2, a subordinate officer commanding under a sovereign or general. 1A, I don't know what I said before. I should have said 1A2. I think I did. Next we have 1A3. A commissioned officer in the Army, Air Force, or Marine Corps ranking above a first lieutenant and below a major. I think I've said this before. I will never remember the order of these things. Lieutenant, major, captain, general, pawn, knight, rook. We just watched the Queen's Gambit. It's very good. I guess there was a lot of hype going into it. Where there was a lot of hype going into it, and I think I just maybe just had different expectations. I really hate watching things when there's a lot of hype around them, because I'm always disappointed, and I don't want to be disappointed about things that are really good, and it is really good. You should go watch it. Okay, now we have 1B1, a naval officer who is master or commander of a ship. 1B2, a commissioned officer in the Navy, ranking above a commander and below a commodore, and in the Coast Guard, ranking above a commander and below a rear admiral. Sorry, I mixed up the lines in my brain. This is another reason why I can't remember all of these rankings, because depending on the context of what you're talking about, there might be different words, different names. You can't be expected to keep track of all this stuff. Okay, next we have 1C. Yeah, we're still in the ones. 1C, a senior pilot who commands the crew of an airplane.
This is your captain now. We are flying over the seas, and if you look out the left window, that is to the south, you will see that we are now on 1D.
An officer in a police department or fire department in charge of a unit, as a precinct or company, and usually ranking above a lieutenant and below a chief. Number two, we're on the twos. One who leads or supervises, as 2A, a leader of a sports team or side. I was never the captain of a team. I always got picked last or near the end. I don't think I ever got picked to be captain. Because why would you? I'm not a leader. I'm a reader. Moving on to 2B, synonym is head waiter. That's all one word, head waiter. 2C, a head waiter I think ranks above the dumb waiter. 2C, a person in charge of hotel bellhops, called also bell captain. 3, a person of importance or influence in a field, as in captains of industry. Captaincy is a noun, and captainship is also a noun. That's a funny one, because there can be a captain of a ship, but then there's also the captainship. The captainship on this ship is the captain? I don't know. Let's see, this is from the Latin capitanias, which is it means chief. From also caput, the Latin caput, which we've read before, it means head. So yeah, we've seen that a lot. And there's more at the head. So yeah, the captain, that word totally makes sense when you take this back to Latin. Caput, captain, it's the head, the captain, the leader. Okay, second form of captain is a transitive verb from 1598, to be captain of. Synonym is lead, as in captained the football team. That example reminded me of, I just rewatched WALL-E, great movie, and the AI robot who assists the captain at one point, just in his very electronic voice, says, "Captain, captain." I can't do it, obviously, but I don't know. I can hear that in my head. Next is captain's chair. Two words, noun from 1946. An armchair with a saddle seat and a low curved back with vertical spindles. Oh, there's a picture of a captain's chair. You've seen it. You may or may not know it's called a captain's chair. It's just a normal chair. There's spindles that go kind of all around the seat, and then there's an additional back piece in the back. Maybe I'll post a picture if you're nice. Next, we have captain's mast. Two words, noun from 1941, and we have the number 3 definition for the word mast. So there's lots of different kinds of masts, and one of them is a captain's mast. And then our last word for this episode is captan. C-A-P-T-A-N, captan, noun from 1952. A fungicide, get ready for lots of letters and numbers, C9H8, I think it's C-L-3, N-O-2-S, used on agricultural crops. A fungicide used on agricultural crops. This is short for mercaptan. There's just an M-E-R at the beginning, and they shortened it to captan. Why? There was no singing in this episode. Maybe we should remedy that. Okay, so we had capstan, capstone, capsular, capsulated, capsule, capsulize, capped, captain, captain's chair, captain's mast, and captain. There is a They Might Be Giants song that is, why am I blanking? All I can think of is I'm the Captain Now from that movie. And it's, oh, that's why, because they actually, it's Cap'em, Cap, yeah, the Cap'em, C-A-P apostrophe M. I'm trying to think of how it goes off the top of my head. Because I'm the Cap'em. Yeah, anyway. Should I do another little song? Probably not. I don't think any of you really care about that. I think I'm losing listeners because of all this singing. I'm the Captain and I'm going to lead this podcast to the awesome stuff where you get to learn all the things, and I'm the captain of this ship. Okay, I'm gonna end this episode now. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.